Yeah, 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 yeah. The rare deck of yeah to start hour number two. That's how hyped I am on this Friday. Getaway Friday, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's Getaway Friday. Get away from more work. Good work, though. Good work if you can get it. I'll be in Dallas tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be right here on Monday. I'll be in Miami on Wednesday. All good. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'm fired up because this second hour is wide bleeping open. No interviews. Phone lines wide open right now. Almost everyone is available. Jump on in. Take advantage of it. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I mentioned that the breaking news of the morning was they canceled the NBA All-Star Game. Well, I canceled the NBA All-Star Game in my own mind. If the NBA All-Star Game does not have room for Alex Caruso, I've got no need for it. You can't have an All-Star Game without that All-Star. So do what you want with that game. I choose to have nothing to do with that game, except for one thing. There's one positive thing about that weekend and one positive thing about the game itself that I'll get to a little bit later on, because I'm going to keep it positive here. On top of that, I've got thoughts on the Super Bowl matchup. So many great storylines and one really whack storyline, which I will have for you momentarily. Eli Manning classing up the joint, making it official today. He is retiring. I meant to get to it yesterday, but I did not. No sooner than the story broke that he was retiring, consequently, about 1 second later, the other conversation started. Is he a Hall of Famer? Spoiler alert, he is. He is, without question. Not like he's going to get in, but he's going to get in and deserves to be in. And I'll try to get to that. Meantime, what about Tom Brady? Is he really going to leave New England? And if so, would he really go to the Raiders? Derek Carr's not having it. All of that still ahead. But since I said it was a wide open hour, let me open up hour number two by going to the phones. Let's go to Mark in Boston. Mark, what's up? How are you?
Jim, what's happening, partner?
What's up, partner?
Hey, man, listen, you know, Radio Row right around the corner. I have a legit question for you and your audience. Has anyone seen Bill Romanowski for the last 364 days? I mean, I'm convinced this dude spends the rest of his year hooked up to a pod that feeds him protein, Dianabol, and no more than 2 gallons of water a day. I mean, they occasionally open it up to rub some cream and clear on his chest before he comes out of hibernation for one day to do your show, make fun of fatties, and then return to his sleep trainings. Honest question, Jim. Does Romo cut up lines of creatine when he's at your table and offer you the mirror like, you want to hit this, bro? No, Romo, we're good, man. That's all you. Oh, hey, and if this gets back to Romo and he manages to ask you about it next week, tell him it was Mark in Hollywood. Like, please, seriously, do not tell him I said any of this. I wanted to chime in really quick on the brawl between Kansas and K-State. I saw they handed out some pretty hefty suspensions. You know, given Bill Self's track record with the NCAA, do you think those players are on paid or unpaid leave? Look, don't get me wrong. Look, I'm all for dropping the bag. I've been openly advocating for Michigan to cheat for like a decade, and I am here now to make an impassioned plea to Jim Harbaugh. Dude, cheat. Please, God, just cheat like everyone else is doing it. And you know what? No one's going to care. We all saw the games. They were dominant. I don't care how Clemson got there. They beat Ohio State. We haven't beaten Ohio State since before Hawk got his growth spurt. The last time Silk was winning smack-offs and Stevie Carbone could still walk out his front door without getting stuck. That's a long time, bro. Just cheat for my sanity. And if you already are, you suck at it. For real. Do better. Hey, Jim, I was going to make a quick Antonio Brown joke, but Radio Row is like 20 minutes from Hollywood, Florida, and I do not want him showing up and smashing Hawk's face with a rock, so you're welcome. Bye.
Rock him. Mark in Boston. Nice job, Mark. He'll be in the smack off. He is every single year. He's never won one, but he could. Mark in Boston, starting hour number two and getting racked. He said, has anybody seen Romo since Radio Row last year? Yes. Romo did the Jim Rome podcast not long ago and was tremendous. Yeah, Romo takes health pretty seriously. Romo has a business. Romo told me, I said, you know, Romo, I've got some issues with, quote, gut health. Jimmy, give me 30 days and I can fix you right up. And I bet he could. Romo looks great. Romo sounds great. I haven't gotten yet with my guy D-Dub, so I'm not sure if Romo is on the row. I hope so. Romo is a legend of Radio Row. Romo is a jungle legend, and it all started on Radio Row. I've told that story before. One day, way back in the day, I can't remember exactly what Super Bowl it was, Romo was off to the side, and Romo at that point was not a mainstay. Romo had not been showing up at Radio Row. And my then producer said, hey, man, you know Romo has been eyeballing you. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Romo has been looking at me for the last hour like he wants to knock me the hell out. Romo and I did not way back in the day have great history, because one day I asked him on ESPN if he was dirty, if he was a dirty player. I thought Romo was going to come through the camera 3,000 miles away and choke me out.
Because I will kill you.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Romo scared the hell out of me. So Romo's just looking at me with that kind of crazy Romo look. And I'm bracing myself. I'm like, all right, like, we're going to fight and it's going to go really badly for me, or something bad's going to happen on the air. But I've always said this. I will own everything I've ever said. I will own everything I've ever done. If an athlete's got a problem with me, here I am. I'm not hard to find. Here I am. Bring him on over. So Romo sits down and I have no idea what to expect. And Romo just could not have been happier. Romo wanted to be there. Romo's like, Jimmy, I'm a big fan. And ever since then, Romo has been a mainstay of the row. Romo has been a mainstay of the program. Romo, anecdotally, is unbelievable. I mean, how could you ever replicate or duplicate moments like this where Romo is all filled up, man? Romo is just peaking on whatever protein that he happens to be making at that time, manufacturing, marketing, and selling, and then looks around Radio Row and sees a bunch of people high on donuts.
I get fired up to talk to people that know what they're talking about, okay? And for 90% of the people in this room, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't live it, eat it, breathe it. It's not in their DNA. It's not in their heart. It's not in their soul. They're sitting there eating a bunch of cookies and drinking soft drinks and Cokes and Pepsis, and we're sitting here drinking protein. Let's go, baby. Hell.
And the amazing thing about that is when I was smashing his lean one, I said to him on the air, like, Romo, what's in this? Are there roids in this? Because I feel amazing. And he laughed. He said, no, there's not roids in that. I said, I don't know what's in that, but it feels good. Like, my energy literally is picking up, and I'm not halfway through this drink. And then they stopped letting him bring the lean one on the row. And that's when I discovered Old Trapper. Lean protein, man. Beef. So I do not know the answer to the question as to whether or not Romo is going to be on the row. I hope so. I really do. Yo, Dave, is Romo coming? Have you reached out to Jules Romo? Let's go to Bugaha.
Guess what?
Omaha, Nebraska. Brian in Bugaha. If you didn't know, now you do. He is the chairman of the so-called Jungle Open. Brian, what's going on? How are you?
Fantastic, Romy. How are you doing today on this
awesome
lovely Friday?
Awesome. Talk to me about your tournament. Where do things stand?
Well, right now, we are looking at a three-day tournament on the weekend of the College World Series, June 12th to 14th. We got a bigger showing already coming around this year. I mean, I'm pumped about it. We got guys from SoCal. We've got guys from South Carolina, Texas, Wisco, Kansas, all over. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
So what I wanted to get to here was I've been hearing a lot of junk from Niner fan over the last couple days. And, you know, that's cute. These jabronis have this Jimmy G, GQ, trailer trash-looking QB. You've got some candy-ass tight end from the University of Iowa. You might have a few physical defensive players. That's cute and all. We got a cheetah. We got some bro who just wants to fight for his right to party. We got a genius play calling Walrus. Not to mention we have the people's champ, the reigning MVP, Patrick Mahomes. That dude is going to take his size 13 Adidas cleat, turn that sumbitch sideways, and stick it straight up their candy ass if you smell what Mahomes is cooking.
Nice job, Brian. Hang up the phone. Drop that phone. Drop that mic. Mahomes, The Rock, whoever's cooking, whatever. He's the chairman of the Jungle Open. I'm going to give him a little leeway. He puts together an event once a year for the clones, and they come and swing it, and they will be there this summer. Yeah, I don't know. That thing about Kittle being a candy ass, that's a pretty horrible take, bro. Even if you are the chairman of the Jungle Open, what are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me? That he can't block next? Can't run routes? Can't catch? Can't block? That he's a candy ass? Come on, man. Kittle is a stud. A bleeping stud. This just in from D-Dub. Romo is in. Romo is a Friday guest. So we have fewer spots. Normally we're there Monday through Friday. We're only there Wednesday through Friday. So every jungle spot is accounted for already, literally. Much coveted. Some we'd have to split in half. So Romo is going to be there on Friday. Normally you want to see Romo on Friday because you go the entire week and it's such a grind. It's an awesome grind. I'm not crying about it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's a grind. So you need that one thing on Friday. Like the energy of Friday will carry the day. But if you see Romo and Romo's got some lean one or Romo's got just some of, you know, kind of what Romo lives on. It's kind of hard to explain what it is, but you know it when you see it. And he can kind of transfer it. That's always a good, good Friday thing. Anybody else want to come in here? Open phones. So far, so good. In fact, I was going to go to break until I saw this guy. So the break can wait. The break will float. See what I did there? The break will float. Much like the yacht that this guy is going to probably find himself on soon. He doesn't fish off a boat. He fishes off yachts. He doesn't even get onto boats. He's the yacht master.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt? I fish on a boat.
I got to be honest. Speaking of yacht masters, the other day I was watching the postseason, and I saw my guy Rodney Harrison. I love Rod. I'm a CBS guy through and through. CBS family, CBS guy. But I love Rodney Harrison. Rodney Harrison was always good to me, always good to the show. When he played for the Chargers, I can remember being out one week of the Super Bowl. He and Richard Seymour were having dinner, a Patriots Super Bowl. He sent me a drink. Rod did. I'm like, wait, what? I mean, that's how much I like Rodney Harrison. I love Rodney Harrison. So I'm watching Rod, and Rod's doing his thing on TV, just setting it up, breaking it up, doing great. And I text him. I'm like, yo, Rod, are you rocking a Yacht Master 2 with the blue ceramic? And he hits me back. He's like, dude, you are crazy. I'm like, maybe, but am I right? He's like, yes, you're right. I'm like, watch guys, dude. You understand. Watch guys. LOL. So good. Anyway, I digress because when I think yacht, I think Rodney and I think this guy. Two guys come to mind when I think about yachts. Rodney Harrison for the blue ceramic Yacht Master, which is a beautiful watch that I saw him rocking on TV, and my man Eric in Orlando. Eric, what's going on?
Romy, thanks for taking my call, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell me you've got a story about a yacht.
I do, and I got an invitation for you, and stone crab. Florida stone crab is involved, and strippers.
All right.
I'm going to be one hour.
Go ahead.
You roll me up in Fort Lauderdale on the yacht. You and Hawk are cordially invited up. We're going to have a pre-party and the Super Bowl party. I know you probably can't make it for the Super Bowl party, but we will be on board. We'll be rocking Sapphire and whatever else you want to drink, and Florida Stone Crab, and of course, Diamond Doll Strippers.
All right, I'm probably good without the strippers, but so you're about an hour away. So if I'm in Miami on Radio Row, if I were to drive an hour, I could get to the yacht?
Yes, and I'll give you the name of the yacht and the marina off there, because I don't want the renegade clones, you know, crashing the boat, you know?
Well, no,
the
I got
yacht,
that.
I should say.
No, I got that. All right, do this. Stay on. Pick them up, Adam. That's great. Pick them up. Not that I'm coming, but go ahead and pick them up and get the information. You might go, Hawk. So that's my man, Eric in Orlando. He is the guy that dropped the flight deck gloss on James Kelly. Who, by the way, how do I get all the way through the middle of hour number two without acknowledging the big head is in the house? It is Friday. Eric in Orlando just said, I've got a yacht. I've got a yacht party. I'm inviting you onto the yacht. We'll have the yacht. We'll have Stone Crab. We'll have Sapphire. And we'll have strippers. What do you say, Van Smack? I say, I'm probably not coming, Eric, but thanks for the invite. Now, Hawk, I can't speak for Hawk. Man, Hawk will be in an Uber. Hawk's like, hey, boss, can I go? Can I go? You know what? You can go, Adam, because that way I know you won't be at some Super Bowl party embarrassing me and our brand. Just you and your own brand on that yacht. Anybody else got any invites for us? 1-800-636-8686. Here's the thing about Super Bowl week. I pick my spots very, very carefully. I'm not out running the streets because, one, I've got a job to do. It's a business trip. People do not understand that. Don't get me wrong again. I'm not crying. I'm not complaining. It's an amazing week. It's an amazing trip. It's an amazing business trip, but it's a business trip. Now, when I was younger, I might have hit it a little bit harder. But it's still a business trip. And I now realize that I do not bounce back the way I used to. Now, it's not like I'm not going to bump into one or two. I pick my spots. My spot might not be Eric's yacht in Fort Lauderdale. But I can't speak for Hawk. You know, I've always said about my guys, my staff. And don't come rolling up on D-Dub. D-Dub is not going to the yacht. My man is all about protein and lifting weights. D-Dub, he'll be there. I've always said to my staff, do whatever the hell you want. Just don't get into trouble. Don't embarrass me. Do not embarrass the brand. Do not embarrass yourself. And make sure you're ready to roll the next day. If you want to get out and you want to press the flesh and you want to hit some of these parties, you go right ahead. I'm going to pick my spot. The other problem with me, and this is a true story, not only do I want to be responsible and be sharp, the reason I can't hit the parties is because they're so loud and you have to talk over people and I lose my voice every single time. Back in the day, remember the ill-fated tour stop voice where I would come in here after a tour stop and barely be able to talk? This is what happens when I go to those parties. So, I'll be out and about, but I got to pick my spot. And generally, it's after most of the work is done. That said, yeah, I don't know, Eric, maybe. Maybe I'll surprise you. Maybe I'll be on that yacht. It is tempting, man. You got a lot to offer. A yacht. You, fishing, Sapphire, strippers, all my favorite things. When we return, I do want to get into that storyline about Jimmy G and the fact that they're there not because of him, but in spite of him. That's coming up. How often do you think about your socks? If you're like I used to be, probably not that often. But I recently discovered socks that changed the way that I'll think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. I say that because they're made from premium cotton. They stay warm in the winter. They stay cool in the summer. And every pair comes with a built-in blister tab, innovative arch support, stay-up technology, and a seamless toe. And with so many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas look great everywhere, in the gym, at the office, even out on the town. Bombas are actually what your feet daydream about. And with every purchase you make, Bombas will donate a pair to somebody in need. So keep cool, keep comfortable, and keep contributing with the best socks in the history of feet. Bombas. Buy your Bombas at bombas.com/Jim Rome. Do that and you'll get 20% off the first time purchase. bombas.com/Jim Rome. Get 20% off. Once again, bombas.com/Jim Rome.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It's going to be a short segment. Now it's over. When we come back, just kidding. Do you know, a couple things I forgot. It's Friday. So not only did I mention that it I forgot Friday. To mention James Kelly is in the house, but we did not keep his streak going. He had been on back-to-back Fridays picking games. And since next Friday he will not be in Miami, I should have brought him in to break down the Super Bowl today. My bad, bro. It's been a really hairy week. And if not the Super Bowl, then you should have at least come in and broke down what you have been hitting this week, because don't act like you're not gambling. Kelly, I know you are. Alvy, you're way behind, bro. It's an ATP day. I owe you an ATP read. Time to ask the pros, where you get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Listen later in the program when I might answer one of yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The other thing that I forgot about relating to Super Bowl is all these great invites that I get. And that's the first invite so far. An invite to a yacht. And Eric in Orlando told Adam Hawk off air the name of the yacht. He didn't want to say it on air because he didn't want any of you clones to crash the party. And again, so far the best invite I've gotten, well, the only invite I've gotten is, actually that's not true. William Morris invited me to their Super Bowl party. But I'm a client, so that probably, I don't want to say it doesn't count, but I would expect that. I'm talking about the unexpected invites. The first unexpected invite was an invite to Eric's yacht, where they will fish, they will drink sapphire, there will be strippers, and there will be crab. This weekend, I will not be attending. I will not be on the yacht. Now, again, I can't speak for Hawk. This weekend, CBS's coverage of the PGA Tour begins with a fantastic field. I was already there this week. I saw it. The track looks amazing. Tiger is there. Rory is there. Phil is there. Just as importantly, Pat Perez is there. Charlie Hoffman is there. Tony Finau is there. Rex Hoggard is there. All guests on our program on Wednesday. The Farmers Insurance Open coverage getting underway at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific on Saturday and Sunday. The PGA Tour is on CBS. I've got a feeling that the flight deck hit Rory. I might be wrong, but I've got a feeling. I thought you got 450.
The way it flies, ice cold.
Yeah, dude, I just got 400, not 450. I just checked.
That's interesting because, first of all, I don't bet against guys who come on the program. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. Either I bet with these guys or I don't bet. So I'm not going to hit Rory. But on my site, I got 250. You got 400. Plus 400. Even if it were on my site, I still wouldn't do it. I'm not going against my man Pat Perez. I'm not going against my man Charlie Hoffman. I'm not going against my guy Tony Finau. I usually just don't bet golf. 1-800-636-8686. Top of hour number three. You got to get in here because I've got a guest at the top of hour three, Tad Boyle. Then I've got Alvy's Week That Was. Then I've got the ATP. Then I've got a bunch of my own rants. Oh, and then I've got a flight that I'm probably going to miss. I got to get out of here really quickly. I got to be on a heater out of here. I'm going to miss that flight to Dallas, which would not be cool. Jorge Masvidal is getting a lot of run on social for the podcast that we did. You want to make sure you look for that. Ep 113 is up. I've got a guest book for next week. One of my favorite guys in the world, Phil Simms. Phil Simms has never done the podcast. Let me see how much I love Phil Simms. When It's Rit found Phil Simms, not only did he respond quickly, not only did he respond in the affirmative quickly, Phil Simms' response to Rit was, oh yeah, I'll do that, but I'm going to need a lot of time. Not like a lot of time to let you know, like more time than Rome gives his guests. I've got things I want to talk about, which makes him officially now my favorite guy ever, not named Boomer Esiason, and maybe even including Boomer or 1 and 1A. Man, I love that. You got to love a guy who's won Super Bowls, who says, oh, I'll do it, but I need more time than you're usually willing to give. You got it, Phil. As much time as you need, my man. I can't wait to talk to you. So that's next week's podcast. In the meantime, make sure you listen to Jorge Masvidal. All right, so when we come back, as I mentioned, a number of very good storylines for the Super Bowl and one extremely lame storyline. Guess which one I'll hit? I'll do that next. If you are at the manager's meeting for O'Reilly Auto Parts, I will see you in a matter of hours. That's tonight in Dallas. First up, here is your sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my flight after the program is so tight, I'm thinking about letting Alvin host the last segment. Dude, how you feeling about that? You've got plans this weekend, so be prepared with windshield wipers. That hasn't happened since I ran out of here when Jano gave birth to Jake. Longtime jungle dwellers know that. They remember that. Just know that if you remember that day or you remember that time, just know that kid's in college now. That's how fast life goes. So you've got plans this weekend. Be prepared with windshield wipers. They can handle anything at all. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance. They last 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades available only at Walmart. Alvin, are you ready if I've got to bounce?
No.
Dude, yes. Come on, you've done the Cavaliers play-by-play for, like, what, 5 years now? You can handle one segment. You can do this. I may need you to do this. Hey, Adam Hawk, are you going to accept Eric and Orlando's invite? He says no. All right, so we're over a week away. He was like, Adam's like, I'll do that last segment. That's not what I'm asking you, Hawk. I'm asking you if you're going on Eric's yacht with the strippers, the crab, and the magic blue. All right, so we're over a week away from the Super Bowl. All sorts of amazing storylines emerging, and one really whack one. You know, that one about Jimmy Garoppolo getting hammered for the way he played in the NFC Championship game. You know, because he threw only 8 passes. He's heard that rap, and he's doing what Richard Sherman would do with that rap, using it as fuel. Now, nobody anywhere is running on the kind of rocket fuel that Sherm is, but G has got his own premium unleaded, and apparently he's topping off the tank.
Everyone has different ways to, you know, get motivated, and very similar to Sherm, I do the same thing. You know, I hear all the stuff and everything, but it's just you can't put that all out there all the time. It's just, you know, you have to do with it what you will, and take it for what it is. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play football.
Right, so to me, that's a variation on a theme regarding Jimmy G all season long. But this time, it's even dumber. Yes, he only threw 8 passes against the Packers. It's not because he can't throw more. It's not because they're afraid to have him throw more. It's because they didn't need him to throw more. He threw eight passes, just eight passes, because that's all they needed him to throw. Has everybody forgotten they were up 27-0 at halftime and had rushed for nearly 300 yards on the game? Why the hell would you go away from what was working so well? Who was watching that game? Who was watching Raheem Mostert rip off nearly 8 yards a carry and thought, man, Kyle Shanahan must really be afraid to throw the ball. Kyle Shanahan must really be afraid of using Jimmy G. Like, who saw the way they were dominating that game and thought that? Like, what is there to criticize? They're in the Super Bowl. Isn't that the entire point? And if you want to say that they aren't in the Super Bowl because of Jimmy G, they sure as hell aren't there in spite of Jimmy G. But as always, do not take my word for it. Ask his left tackle, Joe Staley.
That he takes criticism for that. I mean, we won the game. We were doing what we needed to do to win the game, and that's the main point of a NFL football game. I think you'd be pretty sad if you threw for 450 and we lost, so it doesn't really matter.
Which is the point, right? I mean, would you rather this guy chuck the ball all around the yard and lost? Would you be more impressed then? Would you get off this guy's back then? They were ripping off huge runs every single play. So would the critics feel better if Kyle Shanahan said, nope, we're killing these guys at the point of attack. We're getting 8 yards a carry. We're dominating. It works. Nope, let's stop rushing the ball right down their throat and let's start throwing the passes that we don't need. Yeah, that's what we'll do. This guy's like a generational mind in terms of offense. It's working so well, let's stop doing it. I mean, would that make you feel better? Would that make you feel better about a team that's in the Super Bowl? Would that make you feel better about a quarterback of a team that's in the Super Bowl? And it's not just that they're in the Super Bowl. They won their two playoff games by an average of 17 points. So I'd say what they're doing is working pretty damn well. It's clearly not broke. Why are you trying to fix it? I mean, sure, if you put this guy next to Pat Mahomes, he's not Pat Mahomes. But nobody is Patrick Mahomes. And they don't need him to be Pat Mahomes, to beat Pat Mahomes. Not with that defense and not with the way they pound it on the ground. And on top of that, if they do need this guy to make plays and win them a game, he can. And he has. But some of you are acting like not only is he not a good quarterback, but he's the worst quarterback ever. You're acting like he's, I don't know, Chad Henne or something. What Jimmy G is a good quarterback. He passed for nearly 4,000 yards this year. He completed more than 69% of his passes. So don't come away from that Packers game and think that the 49ers are just some old school, never pass, 3 yards, and a cloud of dust, wishbone team with a quarterback who's got a noodle arm. Because that's not the case. James G finished in the top five in the league in completion percentage, yards per attempt, passing TDs, and he was the only guy in the league to do that. He was also the only quarterback in the league with three games of at least 300 yards passing, four TDs, and a completion percentage above 70%. The guy was doing things this year that nobody else in the league did, and he was doing all that while coming back from an ACL injury and getting better as the season progressed. And yet a bunch of you seem to think like he's some kind of hack. He's some kind of ham and egger out there, just handing the ball off and getting the hell out of the way. That this guy's lucky to be there, that anybody can drive that bus. That if the guy did have to throw, it would be a disaster and they'd have no chance, which is just wrong. The take is wrong. None of that is the case. Not only is he not just lucky to be there, he's the guy that they wanted. He's the guy they traded for. He's the guy who has them in the Super Bowl. Again, he's not Patrick Mahomes because nobody is Patrick Mahomes. And if that's your complaint, then you're going to have the same complaint about every other quarterback in the league. Hell, the same complaint about pretty much every quarterback in Canton. If you're looking for a guy to throw for 500 yards, you're not going to find him on the 49ers sideline. But it doesn't matter. They don't need that. Jimmy G is a really good quarterback. Now, could he have a bad game against Kansas City? Sure, because everybody has a bad game at some point. But if you're killing this guy for not throwing more than 8 times against Green Bay, you're a moron. That is an all-time idiotic take. It's a good thing it's out there because that dude is just pumping that fuel into his tank. This guy is not a bad quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's actually a very good quarterback. He's 23-5 as a career starter. This is a very good quarterback. And all this fuel and all this heat and all this is going to make him a better quarterback. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so where do you come out? I mentioned there were a lot of really good storylines and one completely whack storyline. That's the one. That doesn't mean I'm picking them to win. That means I'm picking that is a terrible take that a lot of you have. Looking ahead to the third hour, I want to try and talk Eli Manning. He made it official. He stepped down today. Well, retired today. And we can go ahead and entertain that conversation about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. Tad Boyle is the head basketball coach of Colorado. He's coming up next hour. Alvy's week that was next hour. I've got to get out of here right after the program. So Alvin may take down the last segment. He's pushing back. Let's check the tweets really quickly. Daniel P. tweets, "Hey, Dad, can I go to Eric in Orlando's party? Love, Rogan Loam."
Rogan Loam.
So Rogan has watched his old man throw back an adult cocktail on Fridays and Saturdays his whole life. Rogan Loam has seen his older brother in countries where it's legal for him to drink and Wisconsin throw one back. And now he wants to jump in. That's why that came up. When we were in New York City for the Hall of Fame, we were in a restaurant and Logan's like, "Hey, yo, Pops, can I? Can you what, son? Can I have a drink?" "No, son, you're 14. There's not a state or a country." Actually, there is a state. In Wisconsin, there's like some whack law that if you're between the age of 13 and 19 and you're with your parent, you can drink if you work, or there's something crazy. Yeah, but Dad, what about Wisconsin? Yeah, we're not in Wisconsin, son. We're in New York City. No, they will not serve you. Jeremy in Green Bay tweets, "Eric's party sounds epic. Name me a better pairing than strippers and crabs." I don't know, strippers and gonorrhea. Why is it a stripper thing? You act like people who aren't strippers don't get crabs. Or gonorrhea, or the clap, or syphilis. Hey, man, STD is a real thing. Write that down. STD is a real thing. People have it. It happens. At Belligerent Nuck tweets, "Wore that wannabe Bondo weirdo trying to get Rome on the yacht with strippers." What do the wives think of the Macho Weekend?
The wives don't know what happens on Macho Weekend. It's kind of like Vegas.
Of course, it's exactly like Vegas, except you're floating around on a houseboat with 13 dudes around Lake Shasta. And one stripper who's there for 1 hour. One terrified stripper who had no idea what she was signing up for. Tad Boyle joins me when we come back. Hour number 3, straight ahead.